This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, good afternoon. Welcome in. Happy Victory Monday. Joe Beamer with you here on News Radio 930 WBEN. How you feeling? You in a great mood? Are you upset at yourself? Let me know. 803-0930, star 930. We'll get you on the show. Hope you did have a great weekend. Obviously, it was a fantastic, unexpected finish at One Bills Drive last night as the Buffalo Bills, seemingly dead, rise in the final 5 minutes and trot out the oldest player in Bills history to wear a Bills uniform. Kicks the game-winning field goal. Matt Prater. The Bills had never started anyone 41 years old before. The oldest starter was 38 years old back in the day. Matt Prater, the starting kicker, because Tyler Bass is out, and he kicks the game winner. Absolutely electric for the people who stayed in their seats. And let me tell you, there weren't many of them. There weren't many of them to hear this. As the clock strikes zero.
Here's the snap, hold is down, kick on the way, and it is good! And Matt Prater, in his first game as a Buffalo Bill, has won the ball game here in week one.
It was so exciting. And I've got to say, I hate to throw my dad under the bus, but you know, my dad's been pretty honest. He posted about it on Facebook. He left. He left the game early. And we were walking out, and I said, you know, something just doesn't feel right. And then, you know, the Bills scored, and we were still in. So I went back and watched the end of it. My dad continued. He watched it out at the corner of Southwestern and California on his phone with a bunch of people who had left. Let me tell you this. There was a positive about staying and then sprinting out of the stadium as soon as they played Mr. Brightside. Because there were no cars. We literally pulled out of the parking lot onto a almost bare Southwestern Boulevard. And let me tell you, the beginning of the fourth quarter, you could see all the fans leaving. You could see the cars. Now, I would say, you know, there was still half, if not a little more than half. And it does look fuller when everyone's standing up. But people did leave. And I'm looking on social media. This is starting to sound like the Oilers game where everyone and their family stayed for the entire game. I want to know from you. I want honesty. 803-0930, star 930. Did you stay? Did you leave? Did you fall asleep at home? Did you stay up and watch the TV the whole time? 803-0930, star 930. And if you did leave, did you learn your lesson? Lessons learned. My father told me, he goes, I will never leave a game early again. I think that is the right attitude. Lesson learned. Now, he should have learned his lesson in the Oilers game where, thanks to his buddy's bladder, is the only reason he stayed for the Bills to score a touchdown and recover the onside kick. You would think he would have learned then. But he's learned now, and I want to know from you, 803-0930, star 930, the excitement you felt. Or were you like some people? I saw someone have a complete breakdown because they were they left early. And they were none too pleased that they missed the game-winning field goal. What a final home opener for the Buffalo Bills in Highmark Stadium Phase 1. And let me tell you, it was one of those games where I'll tell you how I felt. You never felt the Bills were out of it, right? You felt like, okay, they're one play from being back in this thing. Now, the disaster where they played the shout song three times, I don't know if anyone picked up on that on TV. Tanner was running the production. Maybe he picked up on it. When they kicked the field goal, it was offside, so then we went for two, but then his foot was out of bounds. They played the shout song three times, interrupted by the officials the first two times. And I don't know. At that point, I go, oh, that's bad karma. That's bad. We're picking up something bad here. But like I said, this Bills team, you just never feel that it's over. And the offense, as much as they seemingly were kind of just going through the motions in the third quarter, ramped it up in those final 5 minutes. And, minus the two-point conversion drop, they looked great. You look how many yards Josh Allen had in the fourth quarter alone. For Baltimore, they kind of fell apart. I think John Harbaugh is a great coach, but he kind of cracked under pressure, right? If you're Baltimore, you go for it on fourth and three. And those are questions for, I guess we know what our sister station in Baltimore is talking about this afternoon. But for us, it is that idea of leaving early. Now, if this is a 1 o'clock game, I don't think you see as many people rushing out of the stadium because you still have the entire afternoon left. It's an 8:20 game. People don't have the very nice schedule that I am so blessed to have thanks to Odyssey Buffalo, right? I don't have to get up as early as I used to, and that's very nice. So I didn't have to play that in my head. My dad's the opposite. My dad has to watch, he's watching my son, but he also watches my niece on Mondays, and she was going to be at the house at 6:45. So he had a little different mindset at the game last night than I did. And, we both had been on the road all day driving back up to the Bills game. So, again, I can understand. I don't want to sit here and shame anybody. I'm not going to point the finger. There is a younger Joe Beamer was that guy. I would be on the radio right now saying, what the hell were you thinking? How could you do that? No, I have a child. I have a life. I understand. I used to for almost 10 years. I had to be up at 3:30 in the morning. So I completely understand that argument. And I can understand if you're not in my shoes, if you don't have my schedule, why you would start heading for the exits. Completely. I completely understand. Like I said, my dad and I were well on our way. I just had this feeling to turn around. He kept going. And like I said, this morning, he told me he regrets leaving. He'll never do it again. Lessons learned. Especially with this team, I just don't think you can ever count this Bills team out. It reminds me a lot of the Buffalo Sabres in the 06-07 season. How many times that team in the third period came back from two goals down? Remember in that President's Trophy run? You always had this feeling the Sabres were going to put it together in the third period. Now, the Sabres could be up 8-0, and you don't have a feeling that they're going to be able to put it together in the third period. Hopefully that changes this season. I do have them in the playoffs this year. Not that my prediction means anything, but I do have the Sabres in the playoffs this year. 803-0930, star 930. What was the setup to the end of the game for you last night? Were you at a party? Were you watching it at home? Maybe you were there with some friends. Maybe it was you and your significant other. And you both went to bed, or you left your friend's house. You're sitting in the car and you're listening to our sister station WGR, and this happens, and you start punching your steering wheel.
Gonna hand it off to Henry, and he's bottled up. The ball is out. It's loose. Who's got the football? It's Buffalo ball at the Baltimore 30-yard line.
And you're like, oh my gosh, I gotta get back. Oh, you know, you're calling your friends. Are you still watching the game? You know, you have a long drive home. Maybe you're on a stretch where there's nothing, no bar, no anything. You pull over. You're on the side of the road watching the feed on your phone because you left your buddy's party at the end of the third quarter. What is the setup? 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. I'd love to know what you were doing. Hey, what were you doing in the fourth quarter yesterday? I want to know what you were doing in that fourth quarter. And has this changed the way you will treat a game that seemingly is a blowout, is seemingly over? Never leave early, right? A bad movie, you can leave early, right? The Ice Harvest with John Cusack, is that movie's never going to get better. I think Billy Bob Thornton and John Cusack, is that the name of the movie, Tanner? You have to look it up for me. That movie will never get better, okay? It's just an awful movie. You can walk out of it. What's another awful movie? Well, you get the idea, okay? But a game like that, especially when you have a team, we have never seen, no offense to the Super Bowl, the Super Bowl appearing Bills in the 90s. We have never seen a team like this, okay? Again, that's no offense to Jim Kelly, one of the greatest to ever do it, or Thurman Thomas, or Andre Reed, or Steve Tasker. No offense to any of Bruce Smith, obviously. I'm not going to sit here and criticize Bruce. No offense to any of them. They were an amazing, amazing team. And, you know, will be remembered till the end of time. But this is a special team and a very special quarterback, right? MVP last year. The question is, when is Josh Allen going to win a Super Bowl? Can he win a Super Bowl with the Buffalo Bills? So this is a team like we've never seen before. And it's an offense that, when the defense is struggling, can actually respond. And again, all it took was Ed Oliver, forcing the fumble on Derrick Henry. That's all it took, and this offense was in business. You just need one showing from the defense in the fourth quarter, and the Buffalo Bills are on the way. By the way, the only team in the AFC East to win yesterday. Robert in Buffalo. Robert, how did you handle the fourth quarter?
I didn't. I gave up halfway through the third quarter and said enough of this and went to bed. And now I regret it, obviously, waking up, seeing the score.
Now, do you go back to that, right? If this happens again October 5th, we play the Patriots on Sunday night, and we're losing, have you learned your lesson?
Probably not, but you know what? It just, you know, how many years of KC have we had? It just brought that PTSD.
It's a great point.
Robert, championship games.
Let me ask, did you have an early morning today? Did you have you had stuff you had to get up and do today?
Yeah, I'm a truck driver. I'm in the truck now. But
so you had a good excuse.
Smile, What's that?
You had a good excuse. You actually had to get up and go to work.
Never a good excuse. You know, I should have stayed, you know, but, you know, it brought a smile on my face, and I was like, you know, just, hey, they did it, so good for them, and I'm proud of them.
Yeah.
So, gave Buffalo something to be proud of, you know?
Exactly. I love that attitude, Robert. Love that attitude. Robert in Buffalo. Another reason that really kept me from missing this, and I've talked about this with you guys all the time, is my fear of missing out. I am almost 30. I'll be 37 in 11 days. And I still have huge fear of missing out. I want to say I was there, right? And if I can't, if I'm not there, I'm not going to lie. There are people who will lie, right? I was there. No, I'm not going to lie. What's the point of that? But I do have, and this is exactly it. This is my FOMO right here. If I had missed that field goal, let me tell you, I would still be obviously happy for my beloved Bills. But my attitude this afternoon would be, I would be so ticked off. It's not even funny. So that plays into it for me as well. Like, I have a very, something that I probably should grow up and not be so immature. Like, I have a very immature sense of fear of missing out. Me and my son, who's 2, have the same fear of missing out. My son, if anything is going on downstairs, right? If it's, he does not want to go to sleep. Right? If people are over, if we're at someone else, he does not sleep well at other people's houses. He does not want to miss out. And he gets that from me. Let me tell you, he 100% gets that from me. The sad thing is he's 2, I'm 37 and still have that issue. Wayne on a cell phone. Wayne, how did you take in the game last night?
Well, I was in Montana. Driving back from my honeymoon and listening it to it on the radio. And my new wife was turning radio stations, trying to find it, because we drive out of one area, had to find another radio station. And she knew nothing about football, but she was telling me they're going to win all along the game. And it reminded me of the Houston game when my deceased wife did the same thing. I was listening to it on the radio station because I couldn't watch it on TV. And I couldn't go to the game. And she was saying, well, they're going to win. They're going to win. And I said, it's impossible. They're not going to win. And that was like deja vu last night.
Well, and Wayne, so I'm guessing it was a good ending to the honeymoon.
Yeah, well, we're still on.
Not over yet.
Right now we're in Minnesota, but we were in Montana, and I'm driving through South Dakota last night while we were listening to the game. And it was just amazing. And I'm getting out of the hotel room, and I'm talking to people at the Continental Breakfast, and they're talking about the game. And we just had some good laughs.
That's amazing. So, well, you guys enjoy the rest of the honeymoon, and we appreciate that you're taking us along with you.
Great. I wish I could have listened to the game on the Odyssey app, because they cut off the game.
Well, that's for legal, Wayne. I have nothing to do with that.
I understand that, but we did find it on radio stations. We had to switch about 5 or 6 different radio stations as we're driving 75 miles an hour down the roads in Montana and South Dakota.
Well, I'm glad you were able to find it, Wayne, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your honeymoon. Congratulations, you two. Wayne on a cell, listening to it, driving back from his honeymoon. I love stories like that, because I'm such a radio nerd. Like, I love stories of that. Well, we were flipping back and forth, you know, we were finding one station, and as soon as we lost it, we'd find another station, and, you know, it was easier than it would have been for them to find other stations because it was the national game. So it was on all the Westwood One affiliates across the nation. 803-0930, star 930. How did you take in the fourth quarter? And did you learn your lesson? We'll talk with Mark in Hamburg. We'll talk with you after this. And just a programming note, Buffalo Mayor Chris Scanlon joins us at 2 o'clock here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
A little Tears for Fears. Welcome back. Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Buffalo Mayor Chris Scanlon will be joining the show at 2 o'clock to respond to Rashid Wyatt's comments yesterday on Hardline, talking about the DJ Granville case. If you missed Hardline, make sure you go back and listen to that on demand. Obviously, after my show and after Tom's show and after Puckett's show. He will be responding to that at 2 o'clock. Right now, we're talking about the Buffalo Bills. Last night, did you stay? Did you go? Did you turn off the TV? How did you handle that fourth quarter? Mark in Hamburg. Mark, how did you handle that fourth quarter?
Hi, Joe. I watched it. First of all, full disclosure, I am not a rabid Bills fan, just a casual observer. My allegiance lies with another NFL team. Well, yeah, I just live here. Wasn't born here.
I gotcha.
Wasn't born here. I watch them every week. I don't own any shirts, any hats, but I certainly watch them. They're a good team. And particularly this team is a lot of fun to watch. You know, I thought these fans learned their lesson 30 years ago with the Houston game. You know, the stadium emptied. You know, you hear the stories over the years. People would think there were 200,000 people at the game because everybody says they were there, but they weren't there. The stadium was half empty. You know, and I saw that last night. You know, the cameras panned the stadium. I really admire what, you know, the Bills Mafia do. You know, their fundraising, their donations. You know, they are a wonderful organization. But I went and looked at their website today, and they're claiming 123,600 members. They need to get about 25,000 of those members out because they're not fans. They're not rabid fans. You know, they left. They walked out on their team. And Josh was right. You know, the team notices things like that. And I just wish the people who say they support them would really step up and support them through thick and thin. You know, it didn't look good last night, but, you know, when you've got a player of his caliber – anything can happen.
Yeah.
And they've done it before. And last night I would point to as being Exhibit A. But as far as the Bills Mafia, you know, like I said, the work they do, the charitable work, the donations, outstanding. Outstanding. But as far as a fervent fan base, it isn't there. They're all pretenders.
Well, not all, Mark. There were still 35, 40,000 of us that were in that stadium.
Right. Okay.
But I get,
but it was sold out and people walked out on them.
No, I believe me, I completely understand. Mark, where are you from originally?
The home of the 6-time world champion Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. You guys have the terrible towels and everything.
Yeah. In fact, I'll tell you, I'm in my 70s. I've got the original from Super Bowl IX. I still have it. Oh, yeah. I go back all the way.
But have you ever called out Steeler fans for leaving early?
They don't do that. Have you ever seen them travel?
Pittsburgh, everything except for Pittsburgh University travels very well. But I have seen Steeler fans leaving Highmark Stadium before a game's over. I can't speak for home games in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and again, I can only go what I see on TV. The games I go to down there in person, nobody leaves, regardless of the outcome. I just think the team deserves better than what the fans showed last night. Shame on all of them that left. It's sad.
Mark, I appreciate the call from Steeler Nation, Mark. Appreciate the call. Don't be a stranger to the show, Mark in Hamburg. I will say this. There was a time, and I said this in the first hour, or the first segment. There was a time where I would be sitting here going, how could you leave that, you know, yada, yada. I do understand people have jobs they have to get up for. People have maybe, you know, they went with their kid. But I want to hear, because I know this happened. I know this happened. Who out there left the game and is absolutely ticked off at somebody this morning for making them leave that game? Come on, you don't have to use names, but call in. Is there anyone out there that is absolutely livid that the group they went with wanted to leave the game and they walked out with them? 803-0930, star 930. I know you're out there. Call in. You don't say your friend's name, but call in and let us know how you really feel this morning. Let's go to Don in Amherst. Don, your thoughts on the game.
Hey, how you doing? Crazy game, that's for sure. Great football Monday in Buffalo. I know that we have some improvements to do on defense. Baltimore did a pretty good job of shredding us. Albeit they have probably two of the best offensive players in the league on their team. But the thing that my comment, I've been listening to WGR off and on this morning and this afternoon, but I haven't heard anybody talk about the Bills' offense. Now, granted, we got off a little bit of a slow start, but we wound up scoring 41 points. A team that averaged, 30 or something last year, that was one of the highest scoring teams in the league. Our offense is awesome. If we can get our defense, a little bit more fine-tuned, we're certainly going to be in good shape.
Yeah, no, I agree. And Don, as I said, the great part about having Josh Allen and the offense that we have is if you're, like yesterday, you're down 15 points, all you need is the defense to get that one play, and it was Ed Oliver last night forcing that fumble. I think I can confidently say a majority of times this season, the defense will step up if they have to in late situations like that.
Right, and all they need to do is step up like once or twice.
Yeah.
One turnover, one interception, one recovered fumble, one big sack, whatever. And, once we got rolling, Baltimore, they kind of packed it in. I think figured
all right, we're in big trouble because Allen is on a roll now and the Bills offense is on a roll and, you know, we better try to hang on. So
yeah, and I'll tell you this, Don. When we scored that touchdown and the Bills were down two and didn't get the two-point conversion, I was never scared for a moment because I knew the Ravens were going to do whatever they could to make us use all three of our timeouts. And then, you know, I was like, Josh Allen's going to get the ball back. They're going to win this game. Like, when they missed that two-point conversion, I had my heart didn't sink. My stomach didn't hurt. I was like, they're going to get the ball back. Like, this is, I would hate to be the Ravens right now.
Yeah. They collapsed, no question about it. So, but again, I wish I'd hear more people talking about the 41 points that we scored rather than the fact that, you know, the Ravens offense kind of ran over us to a pretty large extent. But 41 points, I think that was the highest point total. You know, listening to some of the scores, I don't think anybody scored anywhere close to 40 points yesterday. Yeah. Maybe somebody scored 30 or low 30s, but nobody was close to 40, that's for sure.
I think you're right. I think the Steelers at 34 were the second highest. Obviously Baltimore will be the second highest at 40. Other than that, I think the Steelers at 34. I think you're right. I think the Bills had the most points in the league in week one, unless something crazy happens tonight, Don.
Well, I don't know. A lot of the scores I was, you know, listening to, 14-6, 18-14, you know, nobody's getting, a lot of teams are having trouble getting close to 20 points.
Yeah.
And
Miami
40,
looks awful.
So.
And Miami looks awful. Yep. It's a great start.
Yep.
Well, Don, we appreciate the call, man. Don in Amherst. He's right. Like, you know, I mean, the defense obviously has some stuff to work on, and we're not going to sit here and deny that. But the NFL MVP, when he needed to be the MVP, played like the MVP. The offense, that is the key to success. I know defense wins championships. I know. I get it. But the offense is the key to victory. And when the offense needed to step up last night, they did. 803-0930, star 930. How did you take in that fourth quarter? Did you leave? Did you stay? Did you turn off the TV? Were you driving home from the game or driving home from a party when you heard the fumble and lost your frickin' mind? Turned to maybe a person you were at the game with and said, why did you make me leave? Why am I in this car? Like the Columbo episode. Why are you sitting here at that table? Why am I sitting in this car at this steering wheel when the game is still going on? And if you did leave, again, just be honest. I said this. If I had, you know, left with my dad, I'd be honest right now and I'd be upset. Like my dad said, he goes, I know if you hadn't seen the end of it, you'd be mad at me. But my dad also said, he goes, I'll never leave early again. Like, that's it. So, I mean, if you did leave early, will you ever leave a game early again? I mean, I'm not talking about if it's the Saints game from a few years back, 48-7. I mean, if it's within two possessions, this team, can you see yourself ever leaving the game again or turning the TV off, regardless of the time? And like I said, I'm not sitting here shaming anybody. I understand. People have lives. People have work, right? We all can't blab on the mic blab on the mic at 1 in the afternoon. People have to get up, go to work, feed their kids, which I did this morning, by the way. But, you know, I was able to do it a little later than most people have to get up for work. 803-0930, star 930. And let me tell you, just an amazing start for the Buffalo Bills, right? The other two teams that are even in the, and Tanner, if I say something wrong here, let me know. But the other two teams that are even in the conversation for AFC lost, right? The Ravens and the Chiefs. Every other team in the AFC East lost. I mean, what a start for the Bills. They get to go to the Jets tomorrow. The Jets played a close game against the Steelers. And then you got Miami at home on a Thursday night. I can't imagine how crazy that atmosphere is going to be Thursday night at Highmark Stadium. Again, the Bills got to take care of business this weekend. But looking forward, you've got the Dolphins at home. You got the Saints a little later in the month. And then you got that Patriots game and those jerseys that I could take or leave for the next Sunday night game. Someone said on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, they played Mr. Brightside after the game. I think it's time to stop playing that song as it is very divisive in the stands. Some people, and the thing, I will say this about, I don't want to go off on the Mr. Brightside thing. Yeah, so usually they'll play Mr. Brightside at some point in the fourth quarter, but the Bills were down. They didn't play it until after Prater hits the field goal. They play the shout song, bump, 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 which, by the way, is the only appropriate time to play the shout song after a field goal. We should not be playing the shout song after field goals during the game. If it's the game winner, of course, let's go crazy. But I don't want to hear the shout song after the Bills drive and fail to get in the end zone. Someone wants to send that message. Maybe for the new stadium, we stop the shout song for field goals. It's only for touchdowns. Maybe no one agrees with me. But yes, they play the shout song, and then they play Mr. Brightside. After the shout song, you know, I could see from where inside the stadium, I could see that the roads were empty. So after the shout song, Mr. Brightside started playing, I took my, you know, obligatory Bills win pitcher, and I sprinted out of that stadium. And like I said, I was home in 45 minutes because half the stadium left in the fourth quarter. By the time I got to my car, you know, the other half of the people were starting to get to their cars, but I parked a ways away, and I'm running out of there. And then we ran into some traffic on the 90, but other than that, just absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Let's go to Dave in Cheektowaga. Dave!
Hey. Hey, Joe. Yeah, you were at the game yesterday, and I was wondering, like, when it was looking pretty dark there, pretty bad there for a while, I said the crowd was chanting MVP, MVP. Now, were they chanting that the Baltimore's quarterback for him or for Josh?
Well, Josh had an MVP moment, if you remember, in the third quarter. That was for Josh. There was an MVP chant at the end of the half and then in the third quarter for Josh. But Dave, I'm glad you brought up the Ravens fans. We had several next to us, and they left at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Which, how do you think they're feeling this morning?
Oh, yeah, not too good. Also, my wife was screaming because we lost. We messed up them 2-point conversions. She was screaming at the TV. What do you think about that?
Well, the first one where, you know, I never played professional football. These guys are more athletic than I'll ever be, and they know the game better than I'll ever know the game. But I always get upset when a player steps out of bounds, comes back in and touches the ball. Like, you know you're out of bounds. Get away from the play. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that second one, when the game was 38-40, Dave, the Bills had all three timeouts, and they were in motion, and you knew the Ravens weren't going to do anything stupid. They were going to force the Bills to use all three of their timeouts. So I actually was less pissed after that. Of course, I would have liked it, but I was less pissed because the wheels were in motion. You could just tell something special was about to happen.
Yeah, and then they missed that field goal. That was a blessing right there because they missed that field goal.
They missed the extra point.
And the extra point. And what else is I going to say? Plus we stole 3 points before the half. That helped us out a lot, too.
That's true. Matt Prater, the guy was on his couch drinking beer on Thursday, and he helped the Bills win on Sunday.
Oh, man, thank you.
Hey, Dave, you, man. Appreciate the call. Dave in Cheektowaga, 803-0930, star 930. Someone says they play the shout song to pump up the fans who pump up the players. But after a field goal, I don't know. Just for me, it's misplaced. Like, I love the shout song after a touchdown. After a field goal, I mean, you're going to hear me shouting regardless. Like, when they played the shout song 3 times in a row because the officials kept on interrupting it, people were so, like, turned off by what Dave just talked about, the first missed 2-point conversion. I was like, no, come on, the shout song's playing. Like, I still sing it. I'm just saying, I don't think
a field goal. The shout song should be a touchdown. Let's find something else for a field goal. Let's sing Song 2 by Blur, like the Sabres used to do in the 90s. 803-0930, star 930. We'll continue taking your calls on this in the next, not in the next segment, in the 230 segment. When we come back, Buffalo Mayor Chris Scanlon joins the show. He is responding to comments made by Rashid Wyatt, member of the Common Council, on Hardline yesterday. And he will join me after the news with Tom Puckett on News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, man. Tanner, if I had seen what I just came across my screen, we'd have a different topic on the show today. It is Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we are joined by the mayor of the city of Buffalo on this Victory Monday, Mayor Chris Scanlon. Mayor, good afternoon.
Joe, how are you?
Doing all right. Before we get to serious business, what do you think about those Buffalo Bills?
Oh, it was fantastic. I had the good fortune of being at the game last night with my wife. And I'll tell you what, I was forced to leave a certain comeback in 93. I refused to leave last night and was there to witness a great game, a great finish.
Can you believe the people who didn't remember that? I mean, I was 4 when that game took place, and even I know to stay in my seat until it's over. The amount of people who did not learn their lesson 30 years ago.
Hopefully they did last night, you know?
I'm hoping.
And we won't have to get in that position again for the rest of the year. Hopefully we'll be ahead late in the game moving forward.
I hope so. You know, the schedule looks pretty good. I don't want to jinx it. I didn't say that. Let's just pretend I didn't say that. One game at a time.
Yeah.
Mayor, yesterday I had Buffalo Common Council member Rashid Wyatt on the show talking about the DJ Granville case, obviously talking about his press conference that he had with Council Member Rivera earlier in the week. You know, a few things were said. Before I get to any specific questions, your thoughts on his comments?
Yeah, I had someone send me the clip of Councilmember Wyatt's interview yesterday, and I've heard the things that he and Councilmember Rivera said this past week or so, and I just can't believe what I hear. You know, the insinuation that there's some sort of cover-up by me or my administration is just ridiculous. You've got Councilmember Wyatt, Councilmember Rivera out saying whatever they want, throwing things against the wall, see what will stick. They're never called out on it. They're never taken to task on or questioned the accuracy of some of their statements. What you have a lack of fundamental understanding of how things operate and the processes that have to play out in situations like this. And I want to be clear about something. This incident took place a year and a half ago, 6 months before I became mayor, a year before Al Wright was the police commissioner. And to insinuate that there's some sort of cover-up that we're a part of is silly, because it took place long before either of us were in our roles. So you'd have to talk to our predecessors about that. And as far as a cover-up or no one looking into anything, there's an internal affairs investigation that's taking place, and there's an independent investigator from Niagara County with no ties to the Buffalo Police Department looking at it. So it's certainly being looked at and investigated, and you know, our internal affairs division is doing their work. I don't involve myself in those investigations because I think though it can become a little murky politically, so I stay out of them. So we're waiting to hear what internal affairs can release once the Niagara County district attorney, the independent investigator, is done with his investigation. And you know, a lot of people from the county are pointing fingers at the city as well. And I want to remind people, payments were processed by Erie County to these people whose cars were damaged. So if people want to ask questions, they should have been asking questions a year ago when these payments were processed.
You know, that's the first question I have is, why do you think the city is getting a majority of the heat and there's not much directed at the county level?
Quite frankly, we're always treated that way. We always take the brunt of things, whether it's from the county or other people. They point at us, point fingers at us, don't like to help us with things, but want us to handle everything. So, you know, this is not a City of Buffalo employee who was involved in this, the incident. Obviously, the police officers who responded are, and that's an internal investigation that is taking place along with an independent investigation from the Niagara County District Attorney. So no one's standing in the way of anything or blocking anything. We're letting things play out. If it were up to me, this would all be over, done with, and dealt with a year and a half ago when it happened. That's when it should have been dealt with. The fact that it's lingering and we have to deal with it when I wasn't even in this role is frustrating. So people think that we want to slow roll things. It's the exact opposite. I want this thing wrapped up and done, and we want to move past it so we can focus on the issues that the city of Buffalo faces.
As you mentioned, this happened before you were in the position of mayor. When you took over, where was this investigation compared to where it is now?
Well, when I took over, I wasn't even aware of the incident had ever happened. It wasn't for a couple of months that I found out about it. And at that point, it says, all right, internal affairs handles it. We don't get involved in these investigations. We're not going to get involved in these investigations. Buffalo is a small city and people know each other. There's lots of relationships and friendships. And if we start getting involved in these things, that's when it gets murky. So we have purposely stayed out of the investigation. It's my understanding internal affairs is doing a very thorough job, but again, can't release what they're doing until the Niagara County District Attorney is finished with their investigation into the situation.
Do you think a lot of this is campaign talking points that have now just bled over into the actual political discourse?
I think a lot of it is political in nature from some of the council members in particular. But again, like I said, this is not new. This is not new behavior. You've got a couple of council members who do this on a regular basis, just throw things against the wall with a lack of accuracy and hope that things stick. And no one ever calls them out on it. And I don't care. I can handle it, but I'm not going to let them insinuate that Al Wright, who has dedicated 40 years of his life to public service and protecting the city of Buffalo, is involved in some sort of cover up right now and slow rolling this and not releasing any information when what we're actually doing is sticking to the processes that are laid out through contracts and other things. And again, the internal affairs investigation taking place along with the Niagara County District Attorney's investigation.
The common council member said, you know, he goes, well, this politician is not involved in the cover up, to make it sound like he thinks multiple people either at City Hall or beyond are in on some type of cover up. And like I said, for me, I just don't understand why so much spotlight is on the city. As you said, this is not a city employee. Why so much of the spotlight is on City Hall. And it seems like the Rath building is sitting there and, you know, no one's focusing on directing any of these questions to anyone in that building, if they can find them.
Yeah, I it sounds great, right? For the council member to say this council member is not involved in any sort of cover up to insinuate that others are covering something up. It sounds good, right? And it looks good in the paper and all that. But again, no one ever fact checks him or calls him out on the things he says. And I am, because I'm not going to let him insinuate that Al Wright, who has dedicated 40 years of his life to this city, him insinuate that he's over at police headquarters every day trying to cover this thing up when that's not the case. That's not the situation.
Now, speaking of Commissioner Wright, he is going to speak to the council in October, but as you said, he cannot comment on this investigation. When do you think this investigation will be wrapped up? Do you get any kind of timetable from the Niagara County people running it?
Yeah, I don't have any sort of timetable. Like I said, I'd like it to be over sooner than later. I don't want this thing dragging out. We want it done, put it behind us, because we've got real issues we've got to focus on at the city of Buffalo. And any time that this takes away from that is detrimental to the residents of the city of Buffalo. So we want this thing put behind us quickly. You know, Al Wright also took some heat last week for not attending a September police oversight meeting, when traditionally the meetings have been January, April, July, October, until last year when the chairman only held one meeting and has only held two meetings this year. And now in the last week of August said he wants in there in September, but his command staff was either each week had people on vacation or at training, and he wanted to make sure he could come to the police oversight meeting with his full allotment of staff so they could answer any questions that might come to them in the regularly scheduled October meeting. They were asked to come in September, the last week of August, and he couldn't accommodate. He said, I would be happy to be in October and answer any questions. And they tried to make it seem like he was dodging them or refusing to come. But he exchanged very clearly in an email that he'd be happy to be in October and answer any questions, obviously, aside from this investigation, which he cannot comment on.
Mayor, as we said earlier, the attention on the city and not on Erie County. I want to know, just because, you know, I mean, it is Buffalo's the biggest city in Erie County. What is the relationship like between Buffalo and Erie County?
As far as operationally,
Operationally, relationship between politicians and elected officials, because, you know, we saw a lot, obviously, during Byron Brown's time, the Blizzard of 2020 and the words back and forth. What is that relationship like in 2025?
Yeah, I think the time that I've been in office as mayor the last year or so, our cooperation and our relationship with the county has been fine. It's been, you know, it's very helpful to last year during the winter, a couple storms we had, coordinating early in advance of the storms with them and the state, both helping out. And I think the snow removal went better last winter than it had previously because of that cooperation and using those relationships that we've built over the years. So, things have been good.
Final question for you, unless there's anything else you want to comment on Councilmember Wyatt's comments that I did not ask.
No, that's it.
Final question. Sean Ryan, obviously, he's the Democratic nominee for mayor of Buffalo. The guy has not spoken to the media in over a month. He hasn't posted on social media. What do you think of the way he's running the campaign to take your job?
I'm not going to get into how Senator Ryan's running his campaign. That's a decision how he and his team want to run things along with the party and how they go forward. That's up to them. You know, they I would assume they have a strategy why they're doing things, and I'm not going to get into that. That's up to them.
All right. Well, Mayor Chris Scanlon, I always appreciate you coming on the show and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
That is the mayor of the city of Buffalo, Chris Scanlon, talking about the comments made by Councilmember Rashid Wyatt, not only on Hardline yesterday, but also in a press conference last week, where, again, hinting at they believe there is a cover-up involving multiple people and also throwing criticisms at Commissioner Al Wright. As Mayor Scanlon says, it's not City Hall running the investigation. We are also talking about a Erie County employee, and it doesn't seem like any of the heat is on the Rath building. It's all on City Hall and Mayor Scanlon. Again, these seemed like a lot of this started coming out in the primary, and now it's kind of bleeding out into the, you know, everyday political discourse. But I will say this. I always appreciate Mayor Scanlon. He has always made himself available, not only to my shows, but to our newsroom and to other shows on the station. You never see Mayor Scanlon hide away from the media. I will say this, and hopefully the mayor's still listening. I don't think I made it any secret. I was hoping the mayor was going to win the Democratic primary. I think he hasn't been given a fair shot to prove himself as mayor. I realize that's over. But just a couple days after the primary and his defeat, again, by only a few thousand votes, he was on Channel 4 for a regularly scheduled segment. And do you realize how many people in his position would have canceled that, said, I can't do that? No, he went on. He had an obligation. He is the mayor of Buffalo. And he went on and did that segment. And to me, that is someone who clearly, regardless if you agree with them or not, that is someone who clearly cares about the city of Buffalo. It's not just talking points. It's not just trying to gain traction in the Democrat Party. This is someone who obviously cares. Because like I said, in today's politics, 2 days after defeat in a primary, going on and talking again to the constituents, talking to the people that you represent, that shows someone who cares. And I made my opinion very well known during the primary who I thought should win. And, I thought it was interesting that the mayor didn't continue on as an independent. But say what you want about him, he obviously cares about the city of Buffalo because of the work he is still doing and the fact that he was talking to the media days after defeat in the primary, and you do not see that in today's politics. So shout out to Mayor Chris Scanlon. Always appreciate talking with him, and thankful for him coming on today and giving his side and responding to the comments from Councilmember Rashid Wyatt yesterday. Again, a story that we obviously will have some more on here on News Radio 930 WBEN, because that's what we do. We are here for you. We're live. We're local. We're everywhere. And even when you're not in Buffalo, you can listen to us just like our caller in the last segment, driving home from his honeymoon, listening to us on the Odyssey app. Now, on this day, the 8th of September, history was made. Now, history was made last night with the Buffalo Bills. Do you realize history was made 95 years ago today? On that day, this very station signed on to the air for decades of radio excellence. News Radio 930 WBEN signed on the air, and for 95 years, from September 8th, 1930, which, by the way, in 1930, Tanner, our studios were located in the Statler Hotel, owned and operated by the paper at the time known as the Buffalo Evening News. That is what the BEN stands for. Signed on the air, and legends have come through here. Legends have been heard on this station. Legends are still heard on this station. Multiple Hall of Famers have been or are still on this station. Hall of Famers run the station. Future Hall of Famers are on this station. I'm sandwiched in between two future Hall of Famers every day here on WBEN. And as I always say, and I want to say, on this 95th birthday of News Radio 930 WBEN, it is an absolute pleasure to be on this station 6 days a week and to spend it with this amazing audience. Again, years, decades in the making, and this station is still here for you the way it was meant to be in 1930, live and local. You hear interviews with the mayor. You hear interviews with local newsmakers. We get to talk with you, the constituents of Western New York. We get to react to what's happening locally, nationally, internationally. And just an absolute honor to be on this amazing radio station that has such rich history. And like I said, not just the history of the last 95 years, but the history that's in the making now on this amazing, wonderful radio station. And like I said, I am honored to be a very, very, very small part of it. When we come back, did you see what happened at the Marlins-Phillies game Friday night? We'll talk about it after this on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Final segment here, News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer hanging out with you. 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the show. If there's anything you heard, anything the mayor said, or you want to go back to our first hour topic of the Bills game, how did you take in that fourth quarter? Give us a call, 803-0930, star 930. That is the number that gets you on the show. And if you've been under a rock since the fourth quarter last night, this is how the Bills game ended.
Here's the snap. Hold is down. Kick on the way. And it is good. And Matt Prater, in his first game as a Buffalo Bill, has won the ball game here in week one.
Yeah, there it is. Matt Prater. 41-year-old Matt Prater, oldest player to ever start for the Buffalo Bills, this at kicker, and was flawless last night. Flawless. For the first time last night, I saw the landing zone violation. I don't think I had seen that before last night. Anyway, so if you want to comment on that, how you took in the fourth quarter, we'll take your calls, 803-0930, star 930, to get on the show. And then there was this, and I'm not trying to do a sports centric show, and this is not, it's not sports, it is being an adult. Okay, there does come a time, right? I am a fanatic. You guys know that, right? I am a fanatic. I won't mention all my teams on the air, but you know, I'm a sports fanatic, and yes, I love a good autograph. Okay. I like to, when I have a little extra money, which is rare, but when I have a little extra money, I like to buy baseball cards and all that stuff. Things I would never do that we have now seen twice in the last 2 weeks is take a piece of memorabilia from a child. Because then, you know what? You're the child. Yeah, great comeback, Joe. I know. So a few weeks ago, we saw at the U.S. Open a player take his hat off, and he wanted to give his hat to the kid, right? Like, oh, it's a kid, he's a tennis fan. And let me tell you, stuff like that, that'll make you a fan for life, right? And some guy, might have actually been older than me, swoops in, takes the hat that was intended for the kid. You're in your late 30s, bro. He might have, like I said, he might have been in his 40s. So we had that a few weeks ago. Again, you can tell me I'm immature because I have fear of missing out for sporting events at 37. Fine. I'll take it. I'll take the compliment. I'm sorry. I'll take the criticism. But that's not compared to that. Then on Friday, Harrison Bader, who played for the Mets last year, plays for the Phillies now, hits a home run in Miami against the Marlins. And if you know anything about baseball, whoever Miami's playing, there's a better chance that that team has more fans than the Marlins, unless they're playing the Rays, okay? So Bader hits a home run, and there is the ball lands in a row where there's really no one in the first 10 seats, okay? So it landed in an empty chair, which isn't rare at Marlins Park. There's a lot of empty chairs. The row behind where it landed was this woman, and I'm guessing her husband, her significant other, her friend, a guy she was with. Now, the ball is not in her reach. And, you know, if it had rolled, okay, I set it up wrong. I'm sorry. So the ball lands next to this woman and the guy she's with and rolls, if you know anything about a stadium, down to the next row where there's nobody there. This gentleman runs. Now, the woman's not with a kid. This woman's probably in her 50s. She's with a man who's in his 50s. There's no kid with this woman, okay? This guy picks it up, gives it to his kid, and they're having a moment. And this Karen, you know what? I know a lot of Karens, and they're wonderful people. So this woman runs up to the man and starts yelling that he took her ball. Now, I don't know. Number one, it's not your ball, ma'am. Until it's in your possession, it's not your ball. Just because it landed next to you does not make it your ball. So she's sitting there. Again, this woman's in her late 50s, or mid to late 50s, and she is screaming at this guy. Screaming at this guy who's with his kid. His kid's got to be, what, 10, 12 maybe? You know, a great moment. Harrison Bader plays for his favorite team, and now he's got the baseball reminding him of that day. And this woman comes over. She screams to the point where the father takes the ball out of the kid's glove and gives it to this woman. Again, the woman has no kids. It's just her and some other guy. She never touched the ball. It was never in her possession. So she takes the ball and goes on. What the hell's happened to people? I mean, seriously. I used to, as much as, just like I used to shame people for leaving games early, I used to make fun of adults that brought baseball gloves to a baseball, like if you're in your 30s and beyond, you bring a baseball glove. But again, you might have a kid and you want to give up, whatever. This kind of behavior, though, I mean, are we really becoming this immature? And by the way, this woman, she definitely was at a No Kings rally back in July, okay? This woman looks like everyone at a No Kings rally. I'm just saying. But have we really gotten that immature as a society? Where we are such a, it's all about me, 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 that you take a baseball from a kid? You take a hat, a player's hat intended for a kid, from the kid? Really? Does that make you happy? I don't know. That to me is just, we've hit a low point that this is happening more than once. By the way, shout out to the Marlins. They gave this kid a pack of, now he's not a Marlins fan, but a pack of baseballs and jerseys and shirts. And then after the game, the Phillies brought him down to the clubhouse. And Harrison Bader, sorry you didn't get my baseball. Harrison Bader signed the bat he hit the home run with and gave it to the kid. Now, that's freaking awesome. And I am, if you know anything about me, I am the furthest thing from a Phillies fan, okay? But that's awesome. Shout out to the Marlins and the Phillies. And this woman, I hope everyone that sees this woman is calling her out. I hope she got a ton of calls from friends saying, what were you doing? You took the ball from the kid. Just complete immature. Just complete immaturity. And you know, it's all about me. It's always about me. Me, 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 me. Oh, it's disgusting. Let's go to Dave in Tampa. Dave, what did you think about that game last night?
Hi, Joe. How you doing? I haven't talked to you in a while. Oh, the game was awesome. Are you kidding me? Even at halftime, I said to myself, they're going to play better in the second half. I know they are. I have faith in them. And they made some dumb mistakes. I mean, coaching-wise, I would have not gone for those two-point conversions. I would have just kicked a point and, you know, hope that we score on the next set of downs, which they did. But you got to remember one thing. Buffalo has only lost one home game in the last three seasons. It's almost impossible to beat Buffalo in that stadium. I mean, you really got to play four quarters to beat them. And the Ravens only played three quarters, and they got beat. And that's the bottom line. You got to play four quarters. And you know, Buffalo, they'll look at that tape, and they know they couldn't stop the run, and they'll correct that because they got to play some tough teams with the running backs, like Philadelphia comes in at the end of the year. They're no slouch as far as running the ball. You know what I'm saying? And they'll correct that. You know, there's adjustments to be made. But I had faith in Buffalo. I enjoyed the game. I couldn't fall asleep after the game, but I didn't care. I said it was a great, great victory. And you were there. You witnessed it hands-on, which was great. I saw your pictures on Facebook. and you did good. And I feel bad for the Hokies. What's going on with them? They need a win next week.
Well, Dave, I can't dig too deep into the Hokies on this show, but yeah, they need a win like by 50 or 60 points, or I think Brent Pry's time as coach is already over. But
you think so?
You blow a 10-point lead in that fashion, 34 unanswered in the second half. Yeah, it's
ridiculous. Yeah, I agree with you. There's no answer for that. I agree.
But Dave, the way this Bills team plays in that stadium, and they never give up. I'm telling you, it's why home field advantage is so important this season.
I agree, Joe, 100%. You can't beat Buffalo in Buffalo. You really got to play over your head, or you got to play four quarters to beat them. You can't beat them in Buffalo. They're almost impossible to beat.
And they're starting the season with an upper hand, which is amazing.
Yes. Yeah, now they go to New York, and on paper they should kill New York. But you never know because that's a rivalry. But we'll see what happens. Yeah, I give them at least 14 wins this year. I predicted 14-3, so we'll see.
I love that. Yeah, 14-3. And again, those three could be when stuff's already clenched, you know, already locked up. But the Jets, the thing that scares me, Dave, and you mentioned the Bills play great at home. They don't lose at home. I don't like these short schedules, especially against division opponents. Like, I know Miami looked awful yesterday, but yes, I hate those games on short rest when it's against a division opponent.
True. That's true. That's true. But they could go kill each other. We could have the division locked up by Thanksgiving, the way they're playing. I mean, they're all 0-1, the other three teams. If they all lose again this week, then they're 0-2, and we're 2-0. We've got a head start.
That's right. I mean, did you ever think of a time, Dave, where I would tell you, yeah, the other three teams in the division lost to Daniel Jones, Justin Fields, and Geno Smith?
Unbelievable, isn't it? Three quarterbacks I wouldn't give you a dime for.
Well, Dave, hopefully we're talking about a win again next Sunday. Always appreciate the call, my friend.
I enjoy your show a lot, Joe. Good luck.
Thank you, Dave. Dave in sunny Tampa. Let's go to Louie in East Otto. He has a similar experience to the Phillies game we were talking about. Louie, what's your experience?
Okay. Hey, Joe. How you doing? Okay, the story is this. Years ago, my son wanted to go to a baseball game. So took him to a game in Toronto. And the whole time we were there, the thought he kept saying to me is, Dad, I want to get a baseball. Dad, I want to get a baseball. I go, Louie, they don't hit him in this direction. It would be an odd place to get one in the stadium. So the game went on to extra innings. So we got out of our seats and walking down to the lower platform, and here comes the crack noise. I go, oh, my God, the ball's coming right towards us. So I jump up as high as I can, and just before I caught it, some guy snacked it out of my hand. I'm like, dang, damn it. I go, you know, Louie, you know, I was just going to give the ball to my son. And he goes, you know what, you're going to give the ball to your son? here's the ball, kid. And that was 45 years ago.
Now that's...
It was awesome. You never forget that.
But that's how an adult should act, Louis, right? I mean, the adult should give it to the kid, not take it away from the kid.
Yeah, you know, we all tried to get it. The kid just jumped higher than I could. And when he saw what I was going to do, he goes, "You're going to give it to your son?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Here you go, kid." And Louis never forgot it. How could you forget that? How could that lady do that?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you live with yourself? It's mind-blowing.
I mean, obviously she's probably seen it on social media. I love baseball. I love baseball, and I have signed baseballs from training camp, and I could never like take the ball and then see a kid there that wants to like, yeah, I'm almost 40. It's I'll give it to the kid.
Joe, just to tell you one other story real quick. When my dad, we'd go to the Bills games, and my dad was a lot older, you know, in his late 70s. We'd watch the game, and we never planned on leaving early because he didn't want to walk in the crowd. And we were the last ones to leave pretty much. I think we had to turn the lights out. And if he was still around, we never would have left. We enjoyed every second of it. You stay to the end. Win, lose, or draw. Enjoy the game.
You just never know. You just never know, Louie. And appreciate the call, man. Louie in East Otto. Yeah, that's... I mean, that should be how every adult feels, right? I mean, that I think that might be the sound of... Or the that might be like... what's the word I'm looking for? The sign of being an adult is when a baseball comes your way and you go, you know what? Here you go, kid. That's yours. That's because like Louis said, that's a memory the kid's never going to forget. Now, to be fair to this kid, thanks to that fan taking the ball and running away, he has a ton of goodies. But again, I mean, just be a decent person most times. Cause just be a decent person most times. Now, on the text board, someone said this. I agree and disagree. Someone said, Joe, did you see how the father reacted when she approached him? He basically cowered in fear. Now, Texter, I initially thought that. But now after watching this clip like 20-some times, you want to defuse the situation. I mean, now she's making your kid feel bad for even holding the ball, right? And you're missing the game. To a point, I would be like, all right, I have the ball, though, so just move on. But you know what? At the end of the day, that kid won, and I'm sure if you know that Phillies fan, I'm sure you've probably said a few words to her. Coming up next is Tom Bowerly on this Victory Monday. Tom, how you doing?
Yes. Oh, Joe, how could anybody be anything less than absolutely stellar and sensational after everything last night? And nobody left early and nobody turned off the game. Nobody is lying today about I never gave up.
I'll have to say, Tom, there's three people who have come to me and admitted that they left early, and I give them a ton of credit because you're right. This is going to be just like that Oilers game where 100,000 people were in the stadium and they all stayed.
Absolutely. And as people who listen to me know, I was at that game, Frank Reich and the comeback, and did not leave.
Well, good. Good. I will say my dad did leave yesterday. He admitted it. He put it on social. He left. I stayed and I was able to witness a good regular season game. But now there's 16 more to go.
So when is it okay to leave a game early? Have we established rules on that?
Whew, that's a good question. I used to be that person that would shame other people, Tom, but people have lives. They have to get up early for work. You know, I get to sleep in, so I can't be too judgmental.
Sleep in? You've got a pretty long day, sir. If I wanted to, I could sleep in until 2:30.
That's right. Well, compared to how I used to wake up, Tom, this is sleeping in for me.
Well, you mean with 18 of those energy drinks that we're talking about?
Yeah, when I woke up at 3:30 in the morning, yeah, I had to pop a few energy drinks on my way in.
Yeah, that is absolutely bestial and unmerciful. Why we did that to ourselves, I'll never know.
Well, it's love of the microphone. That's what I say.
But I do think we're going to talk a little bit about the game today. I've got some questions for listener feedback and response, and looking forward to everybody telling me that they watched the entirety of the game.
Well, I'll tell you this. This was the best part about it. The best part about people leaving early, Tom, is when I got back to my car, guess what? No one was on Southwestern. It took me 45. I saw the field goal go through, and I was home 45 minutes later. That almost never happens.
I think it is acceptable to leave a concert when you have seen them before and you know what the last number is going to be. Like going to the Eagles show, you know the song with which they end. It's okay to leave then.
Yeah, I mean, I went to go see Collective Soul, and I left before Live even got on stage because I knew I didn't care.
Okay, that's pretty funny, actually. Thank you.
Well, Tom, I can't wait to hear it, and I'm excited to continue this Victory Monday.
Well, I mean, Joey, I can only promise mediocrity. That's all I can do for you, buddy.
Well, I love that you set the bar so low, Tom, because when I turn it on, you exceed that low bar every time.
I just want to get a nomination for non-radio show of the year.
We'll work on that. Hey, you could be the oldest person on the list by over 13 years in a category.
You really had to go there and remind me of my age.
No, I mean,
the radio station is in its 90s, and sometimes I think I've been there every day.
No, I'm making fun of me. I'm on the Rising Star list. I'm the second oldest person is over 13 years younger than me.
Well, you know who else was a Rising Star? Icarus and those wax wings.
Is that true?
Be careful of the sun.
Tom Bowerly is up next after the news with Tom Puckett. I'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. I want to thank Mayor Chris Scanlon for calling in and responding to Councilmember Wyatt's comments on Hardline. Thank you for that. And thank you for all the calls. Great talking with you. Keep it locked right where you are. Tom Bowerly is up next on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.